commence with hymn 393. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have, or with the children's bread. 393.
Let us read from the Word of God. Firstly, Psalm number 90, the 90th Psalm. And also read in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2. Psalm number 90, the 90th psalm. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Also let us read, friends, in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, we venture again to call upon thee. Oh, we trust we can acknowledge thee, our Lord. We look up to thee, Lord. We would come to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. Oh, we do desire to bless thee, that there is a throne of grace. Lord, oh, we beg of thee now, we might find access to thee, our God. Oh, we plead the precious name of thy well-beloved Son. Oh, dear Holy Father, we want to gain thine ear and find access to thee. We are gathered here, Lord, professedly, as thy children, thy people. Thou knowest we do seek personally to examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. O Lord, we tremble to acknowledge as we're gathered as thy people, but we pray, I beg thee, Lord, may each one personally examine themselves, whether ye be in the faith. Lord, we do not want to take things for granted. We do not want to presume. And we would not speak one of another to acknowledge in some kind of presumptuous way that we're all thy people. The heart knoweth its own bitterness. The stranger intermeddleth not with our joy. Lord, oh, it is a personal matter. Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? have our union with the church's living head. O Lord, thou knowest how it is with each soul that is gathered here. Lord, thou knowest each one. Oh, may it be a personal matter to acknowledge. We're all here present before God. May there be such solemnity felt. Oh, may due reverence be granted us. May we be before thee in fear and trembling. Oh, that we might feel that holy awe which we believe in thy word is much emphasized, in especially in certain parts of thy word. And Lord, oh, as we hope to further consider those things of thyself, dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, we beg, we might have the wonderful, blessed, holy influence of the blessed Spirit upon us and here present with us. And Lord, oh, Holy Ghost, thou dove divine, do come down, reveal the things of God. Make to us salvation known and witness with the blood. Oh, we have sought it, Lord. We seek it now. Oh, we have felt a union for sweetness in prayer before thee, before the service. Lord, this is what we specially need. The witness of the Holy Spirit with the holy blood of God our Saviour. Oh, that we might be blessed with the seal of the Spirit, that we are thine, thou art ours, and we are thine. Lord, we have come for this. This is the crumb. Oh, blessed crumb. This is the vital need to know my Jesus crucified. Lord, that we might feed upon thy word, that we might receive from thee that which shall bless and confirm and favour us. We might receive, we might find food for our souls. Oh, thou knowest, yesterday we were praying and acknowledging and trying to acknowledge in preaching. Oh, thy people pleading for strengthening. Oh, that thou would strengthen them. And oh, we know thy way of strengthening thy poor, weak people. As thou art sovereign in thy purpose to make thy people poor and weak and feel it. But Lord, oh, in thy sovereign mercy, thou hast made provision and thy people to feed upon thee, thou dear Son of God. And Lord, to so be strengthened. Oh, to be edified and built up. To be blessed and favoured. Oh, we do seek, Lord, food for ourselves tonight. Oh, that there might be meat in thy house that shall truly do thy people good. Oh, there might be a feast. Oh, what a great request it is, Lord, that there might be a feast. Oh, the faith may be in exercise. We might hear, as it were, the theme. A feast is now prepared for thee, in spite of all thy unbelief. Oh, Lord, do come. Come for this. We are so helpless and poor, so insufficient for these things. But, Lord, if thou dost come, everything will be wonderful and good and blessed. So we beg of thee, come. Come, dear Lord, and do us good tonight. We humbly beg. We're all in the need of this, Lord. Poor sinners, some poor sinners here dejected with fear. Oh, some in the darkness, Lord, troubled with unbelief and fears. But Lord, thou knowest, we do seek that we might know that favour as thee as a light that shineth out of darkness. Oh Lord, and thy people, according to thy own words, Lord, following thee, shall have the light of life, shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Oh, do come, Lord. Oh, do shine. Lord Jesus, shine. And then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. Do come, Lord, us, and help us each. Suit a blessing to each case. Favour precious souls. And thus get to thyself honour and glory. We remember our friends in their individual pathways and lives. Who know if there are the young people gathered with us and gone out, some of them going out into life, others coming toward that time. And Lord, who know if each one of the dear young souls, Lord, those here being taught in the Sabbath school, those that were occupied in this afternoon, the younger ones too, and Lord, they've each got a never dying soul. Lord, there are those of us here who are very concerned, and oh, we hope exercised and concerned and burdened, there are these that have never dying souls to pray for. Oh, we beg of thee, give us to truly feel that labour for the good of never-dying souls. We trust we carry this, Lord, this exercise. And oh, that we might be enabled to speak thy word in love and faithfulness, to preach the gospel in this way, that it may be in thy purpose to do even these young ones good. Oh, that real concern may be found in them. Oh, they might be manifest as quickened into divine life in thy time. Do quicken souls, Lord, and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. We look for thy appearing in this, Lord, that thou mightest be so wonderful and favorous as we gather in our gatherings unto thee, that it may be witnessed this and that one is born in her, born again, born of the Spirit, born from above. Oh Lord, do manifest precious souls so born of the Spirit, oh, brought up out of the darkness of nature. Oh, manifest as such. And Lord, go on to be gracious to them. And teach and bless them, Lord. Lead them on in the way of experience. Oh, may they know solemnly their danger and their refuge too. Oh, Lord, by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit, oh, give them to know their danger. Oh, the great need poor sinners are in of mercy, to know salvation, salvation by grace. Make this a great concern, Lord, in young hearts we beg. Oh, make them know the need of their souls, Lord. Show them themselves and thyself. Teach them, Lord, one thing is needful. Yea, teach each one of us it, Lord. If any others older are in a natural formal religion, not truly graciously concerned, oh, do thou deal with them. Bring them into need. Bring them into want. Bring them into that serious, solemn exercise we all need to know. Oh, if it be thy will, that we may be brought to earnestly seek thee, Lord. Oh, what a solemn, awful thing it is to be living in a profession of religion, but still dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, prevent this, Lord, by thy grace. Lord, that we might not be found wanting in that great, tremendous day of assize, the judgment day. May we be brought in guilty and condemned here in time, that we might not be condemned with an ungodly world at the judgment day. Oh Lord, us do deal with us. Deal with many. Teach them by thy Spirit. Give them to seek thee earnestly. Oh Lord, we pray, may we each be in earnest, seeking our Lord, seeking for mercy, begging for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, do come then, even tonight for this. So give us to be favoured, Lord, as we consider thy word. Oh, to know thee, Lord, to know thee in that way, as Lord the Apostle knew. Oh, as he was led to write under the influence of the Spirit, Lord, to know thee as our leader, our forerunner, thou hast gone before us, that we might live looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and oh, to view thee as our glorious leader who's gone before us, to view thee and know thee as that great victor. Thou hast gained the victory over sin and death and hell. Bring us into the favour of this, as the apostle was wonderfully favoured to acknowledge it, and to desire it, and to desire thy praise in it, in the favour of knowing it. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, may we, Lord, not just quote the words, may we not just read the truth, but may we know the favour of being in the favour of it, that we are in the secret of it. It giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, to know it personally, Lord, and be blessed to feel the blessedness of the favour. Oh, that we shall conquer. We shall stand in that great day through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Lord, we pray so blessed. Souls here tonight, we beg of thee, Lord. Oh, do bless with the seal of the Spirit. Oh, bring poor sinners into the liberty of the gospel, to really, truly know that joy and peace in believing. Thou knowest the cases, Lord. Oh, those that so desperately need thee to come in this way to bless them. And thou knowest any that are not in such a desperate case. We pray it may be more made to be so by thee further teaching and dealing with us. Oh, that we might never be left to neglect thy great salvation, Lord. Oh, bless and favour those, help those that have their afflictions, Lord. Thou knowest we acknowledge how it's appointed for us according to thy will, that we must know affliction. Affliction is our lot. Some have more, particularly do have to bear affliction, bodily affliction, even some mental affliction. Lord, it is in thy will. We seek grace to bow to it. Where we are afflicted, Lord, may we be so blessed and sanctified that it may be for our spiritual good. We would tenderly and lovingly pray for and bear up before thee each afflicted soul. what they have to pass through, what they have to know. And Lord, we pray thou would sanctify it to their soul's good. And it might be even in this way, it may be for thy glory. Oh, that word that is given to unfold this affliction, this sickness, is not unto death, but unto the glory of God. Oh, we pray it may be our favour to witness and rejoice together in the church of God of when these things are witnessed. Oh, that this and that one so blessed through sanctified affliction, and they are favoured then to show forth thy praise. Oh Lord, we look for this, we pray for this in the church of God, that thy living family may so blessedly know the favour to enjoy salvation full and free in the sacred way of it, acknowledging what the Lord has done. How blessed souls are and favoured when thou dost sanctify affliction for their good and thy glory. So go on to mercifully work and favour and bring into gospel liberty those that have been brought to pass through the depths of trial and affliction. Lord, we know thou hast a blessed purpose for this. Oh, we want to see thy purposes ripen fast, Lord. But Lord, we pray it may be in thy time. It may be all according to thy will. So we watch and wait thy appearing, dear Lord, that thou wilt hasten it in thy time. We believe it will be so. So we watch and wait for souls, that it may all be to thy glory. So hear us, dear Lord, hear us in this way for thy dear people, thy church and people here. There might yet be times of much favour, felt and known and witnessed here. We thank thee for what thou hast done, Lord, but do go on and further work to get to thyself honour and glory. May souls be wonderfully blessed and favoured and be able to praise thy great name in thankfulness following thee. So Lord, help us here this night to further consider this theme of following the Lamb and following those that have gone before. Oh, and we might be considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So help us, dear Lord, we pray for all thy people, many we do not know in the whole church of God on earth. May it be a blessed season tonight in thy house, this evening of thy day, Lord, might be a time of special favour for many, and that much honour and glory may ascend to thee, our God. Oh, we would be in real worship, Lord, tune us for it, set our souls on fire, and may thy people up and down across the land of it, this land of England and in other lands, and those of our own beloved denomination as they gather, may thy people enjoy salvation, full and free, and thou should have all the glory. So hear us, dear Lord, now in heaven thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive, Lord. For we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hey. Hymn 1055. Come ye souls by sin afflicted, bowed with fruitless sorrow down, by the broken law convicted, through the cross behold the crown. Look to Jesus, mercy flows through him alone. 1055.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would again direct you to those words we had in consideration this morning, that which we considered, I trust we shall be able to follow on from, found in the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and the verses 7 and 8. Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. I would briefly just bring a few points as we opened up this morning. The dear apostle here, using this term, three ways of speaking, writing, regarding them that have the rule over you. I feel it is helpful and right that we should understand. He wasn't speaking of those elders of the church ruling over the people, the people of God. They have the rule. The word rule means they are the leaders of the people of God, as God has appointed them to be so, servants of God, preachers of righteousness, preachers of the gospel. This is what the apostles were, and to remember them in that right way, not to worship them, not to follow them if they do not follow the Lord Jesus Christ himself, but as they are blessed and helped to preach the gospel, to point to Jesus, point to his redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God, the people have got to remember them, which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith fail, not following them as according to their own nature and person, but whose faith follow, that they are given by grace to be witnesses of, that they are servants of God, people of God, followers of the meek and lowly Jesus, those who are brought by grace to have their hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and in God's will, according to his anointing, they are appointed and anointed for the preaching of the gospel. You have had the servants of God coming to you here, and the Lord has used them and blessed his word to you, to souls here through them, and it's important and right that you should remember them, for they have spoken unto you the word of God. And friends, in your individual cases personally, oh, is it that has had an effect? There is some of you here, I know, you would be very, very troubled if you denied. You wouldn't deny. It's had an effect. It's the power of God that's affected you. It's the way of the Spirit to so affect souls under the preaching of the gospel with the divine power of God, the power of the love of God, the power of the work and operation of the Spirit of God. Remember them, and you will remember. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith fail. considering the end of their conversation. And friends, if we are servants of God, kept and exercised and well loaded in our labouring in the gospel, we will be like we've read. Oh, I tremble to acknowledge it. But we'll be like we've read of the apostle writing to the Corinthians in that second chapter of the first epistle. Remember how that chapter finishes. What wonderful words to be able to truly say it as the apostle has written it. But we have the mind of Christ. Oh, it's something I would ever tremble to begin to claim. But you know, it would be wrong for any servant of God to deny it if they are favoured with it. We have the mind of Christ. Now you see, this is the reality of what this means. Whose faith follow what the Lord has made them by his grace. How he uses them. How he blesses his people, applying his word to them. Oh, when by the Spirit a servant of God can truly acknowledge that we have the mind of Christ. Oh friends, what a favour. If we can humbly acknowledge it, that we have the mind of Christ. You see, everything in God's economy will be working according to his holy sovereign will. And you see, if we come as servants of God before you, with the word from God, as a message from God for you, it must needs be given of the Spirit, the mind of Christ, faithfulness, tenderness, a loving spirit of exercise, and to deliver the message in God's name. We have the mind of Christ. And oh, is it like this, that the servants of God really, truly have burden for souls? Burden for souls. We would never want to claim it like the Lord himself had it in that full, complete way, as it's so shown in the Spirit of Christ. He, full of the Holy Ghost, full of perfect exercise for the good of those he came for. But oh, to have, in that measure God gives, the mind of Christ for the good of souls, desiring the blessing of the Lord to be the favour of the people to know, that souls may be blessed and favoured. You know, it's wonderfully set forth in that hymn we've just been singing. Oh, how God blesses souls. God's way. Oh, these souls bear with fruitless sorrow down, by the broken law convicted, through the cross behold the crown. Look to Jesus. Mercy flows through him alone. Friends, we would ever preach and preach the exhortations of the Word of God. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Sinners in need, oh, their only hope is to look to Jesus. Watch, wait for him. Beg for him. Beg for him to come and bless you and favour you. The blessed favour of God for the good of your never dying souls may be given you through Jesus Christ our Lord. He made to you so precious, so wonderful, So wonderful you to know the preciousness of Christ, the love of Christ, that mercy in Christ, those mercies in Jesus that exempt us from hell. Look to Jesus. Yes, sweet as home to pilgrims weary, light the newly opened eyes. Flowing streams in desert dreary is the rest the cross supplies. Jesus Christ. I know, friends, and some of you know, especially when we've been preaching a long way away from home and get home, the sweetness of home, finding we are safely home from long journeys and a long day. Like we knew it last Lord's Day, like being among the friends at Scaines Hill, then over to Rye for the evening service and then driving home. Oh, the sweetness of coming through the gates home. But that's only the natural. But oh, the wonderful favour of finding that rest in Christ. When you are so tried and troubled and burdened and afflicted with the malady of sin, your own whirlwind of your mind and the awful opposition and subtlety of Satan and the warfare which is so much against you. Oh, how you get weary, how you get so afflicted with weariness and especially in the battle which is against you when Satan is so fierce and strong and you do seek to have, oh, as that conflict is so hard, so fierce, so strong against you. Oh, you want that rest in Christ, the ark of grace. Yeah. Oh, we speak the word of God. He is that Holy One, that perfect one, that complete Saviour. Oh, the fullness in Him, the blessedness of the favour of believing in Him. All through that Him is everything of what, as we have sung it, of the things of the Word of God, which is in the Gospel declared. And the end of their conversation is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So, friends, may we be very clear, never, never any praise to the flesh, all glory to our God and our Saviour, our dear Redeemer. Oh, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Over at Southery this afternoon, we were led to speak to the friends from a word in Revelation, the wonderful subject of that, which is found in one of the verses in the first chapter, that wonderful truth. Where God speaking of Himself, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And the acknowledgement, it's Him that is, that was, and is to come. Oh, God, eternal, the eternal God, oh, the eternal Son of God, oh, Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who came to this earth to suffer, bleed and die. Now, friends, tonight, in personal experience, I believe the most important thing a child of God is brought into by the favour of God is the Christ, the Son of God, by the teaching of the Spirit, is made so very, very precious to those God is working in. This is the first witness we want to consider, really, for each one of us. How are you tonight, and how am I? Is the dear Son of God today, now today, is he precious? Is he precious to you? He will be made by the teaching of the Spirit to you very, very precious. If you have received the Word of God, the Word of life, if the Lord has begun to work in you, to speak to you, to teach you, you will need a Saviour. You will be brought to know your need of a Saviour. God uses his law, applies his holy law to those he's quickened into life. Those that are born of the Spirit, the Lord will go on to teach them, deal with them. He will bring them in guilty under his law in some measure, according to his will, and that will make them need the Saviour. And that you will feel Christ to be so precious in the want of him. Some of you young ones, is it that Christ is, and you can truly acknowledge it, Christ is made to you so precious in the want of him? I want him, I need him. I want to know he came for me. I want to know he suffered for me. I want to go to the cross like we've been singing. I want to see him there. Oh, to know him, to see him. There's those words. And you know, I heard it even spoken about hearing his voice this afternoon. Blessed are the eyes that see him. Blessed the ears that hear his voice. Blessed are the souls that trust him and in him alone rejoice. You know, you're not there just having a natural religion. If you're truly there in that, the Spirit's been working in you. The Holy Spirit is working to bring you into that. You're blessed and favoured. Already God has favoured you to bring you into the need of Christ and him made precious to you. This is Jesus Christ, how he is to you today. How he is to you today. The fact regarding Jesus Christ yesterday, there's a lot of solemn points to consider regarding him then. He is ever the same, Holy Son of God. But the fact with you, yesterday or in the early days, in the days of your early life, some of you and me, you acknowledge now, he was as a root out of a dry ground. Oh, it was solemn. What a solemn thing to any here tonight. What a awfully, terribly solemn thing. If it is like this, and you're not concerned about him, Jesus Christ to any, oh, I hope it is not so. But if it is so, that any one of you here tonight, may you very closely, personally consider it. If you don't need him, you're in a very, very solemn place. Coming in to the place of the holy, the house of God, hearing the truth preached. What a most solemn thing it is to not need Jesus Christ. The great opposite of this, by sovereign grace, is to be brought to really need him. I remember being questioned when I was in soul trouble in my earliest days by the late servant of God, Mr. Mulvey. He used to say so pointedly, do you need him? Are you poor enough to need him? Is he precious to you because you need him? But oh, how awfully solemn. If we're in the house of God tonight, and hear about Jesus Christ preached and spoken of, and don't feel your need of him. You're in a most dreadful, solemn place. It is serious. It is, because you don't know, even if you'll be still alive tomorrow. Before us is the judgment day. We don't know how near we are to death and the judgment day. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. Oh, how awfully solemn to not be concerned about it. Oh, God's people are brought to be by grace. This is how they're brought to know Jesus Christ. He's the same to every one of the people of God. Today, they're brought to need him. He is so needful, needful in all stations. The hymn writer says, while in Meshach I reside. But oh, what a wonderful thing to have Christ formed in your heart, the hope of glory, he being made so precious to you. Your only hope of salvation is in him and what he has done. Jesus Christ. Really, there's so much in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The other words in the context of the text here, they are important. We want and seek help to consider them. But friends, Jesus Christ, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Can you honestly say it? Is this truly, honestly found in you as a part of your testimony of your state and condition? How it is with you to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. I remember when I was so taken up with things, trying to do what I was got such an ambition for, and then God began to deal with me. And those things which were so much my ambition to obtain and to achieve and to be able to show so much of what I could do and even boast of it, all had to go. God put an aching void in me the world can never fill. And I feel in love and faithfulness, and I should name this to you, especially you young people, if God is going to save you by his grace, it may be even at this time he's beginning to put within you an aching void the world can never fill. There's an evidence in that of God's working in you, begun to, and he's working in you. And that's a wonderful thing. And I believe if it is truly so of the work and operation of the Spirit that God so begun in that way, it will get more and more so that it will bring you to the point where you cry out to God, give me Christ or else I die. And he's made so precious then. And also, you know, as we would acknowledge it for friends further on in the journey, you know, it's so much your need continually to know the Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What is so much known and proved in God's people's experiences is that we're changeable. We are so changeable. Our friends, our brethren and sisters in the faith are changeable. But he changes not. You know, you find it in, even in close bonds of friendship, in the things of the gospel. You even find it like this, an earthly brother drops his hold. He's sometimes hot, sometimes cold. But Jesus is the same. You know, no one really of the flesh and nature that we can really, truly rely on, certainly not like we can our Lord. He's the perfect one, the Holy One. Oh, that one upon whom our hopes of heaven depend. He changes not. He's Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. We have, some of us, wonderfully proved it. Wonderfully we can witness it. Here we've proved it. He is always the same, in that his love and mercy, his kindness, his care, his faithfulness, he will never deviate from the truth that he stands for, completely, wholly, perfectly. He, the Son of God, the Holy One, ever concerned as he was and acknowledged it so much, I do the things that please my Father. He was here on earth to do the will of God completely, that is, God, Jehovah, Father, Son and Holy Ghost, what was agreed in covenant before the world, the Son of God came to the earth to attend to and to accomplish, and he has finished, he says, I've finished, to his Father, so blessedly, humbly acknowledge, I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. And finishing the work the Holy Father gave him to do, he has acknowledged that he's brought in everlasting salvation for every soul that was sovereignly loved before the foundation of the world. There is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. This is brought in by the sacrifice of Christ. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. All what was agreed in covenant before the world, in the Holy Trinity, God Jehovah, the Son of God, has accomplished in coming into this world and suffering, sacrificing himself, suffering even unto death, even the death of the cross. He's paid the price for the redemption of the whole church. He's redeemed the church back to God. Redemption by price paid. Oh, is he so precious to us? Because of this, this is what poor, guilty, helpless, hopeless sinner needs. He cries for mercy to God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God, in great mercy, hears that cry because he's given it by the inspiration of the Spirit. And he blesses that soul with pardon and peace through the application of the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ. Friends, we preach these things. We speak the word of God. We know the apostle spoken to you the word of life, the word of God as we have it here. And you know, as the gospel is preached and the Spirit uses the ministry of the gospel, the people of God, blessed and favoured, fed, they find food for their souls. Come into the house of God, like our friend was exercised to lead us in the first hymn, a crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave. You know, God gives the craving. It's the work of the Spirit to give a soul to be craving for a crumb of mercy, to need it, to be seeking the Lord, longing for it, pleading for it, feeling the desperate hunger of their soul's need. Oh, hungering and thirsting after righteousness. The child of God is so needing something for their soul's good, and it's Christ, it's give me Christ, to feed upon him, friends. You know, the Lord himself in such a profound way spoke of this. He says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Oh, are you led into this? You need to feed upon Christ. Is he made to you? that holy, sacred meat and drink. Oh, is he? Is he thus revealed to you? Oh, is he revealed to you as the bread of heaven? I am the bread of life. Oh, is he revealed to you as such? Do you need him in this way? Oh, need to feed upon him. Solemnly the Lord has said, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. But you see, the preaching of the apostles was, they spoke and preached the word of God, and these things were all included in the preaching of the gospel, in preaching. As Paul said, we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greek, but unto you which believe, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. But friends, the favour of being brought to believe, to pray to God believing, you will have the petition you ask of him, to be made by grace a believer, to plead, to beg for mercy believing, he can have mercy on you. And as he goes on and draws you by his love, to begin to believe, he will bless you. He will favour you. He will feed your soul. He will satisfy your need. You know, I am a witness of it, that when we are being brought on and led toward the richest favours of blessings that God's people know, you know, there's a sweet anticipation of being so favoured. There's an expectation given to the child of God, so that their prayers are more earnest, and the praying with faith. You see, it says, who's faithful, and God gives this vital grace, so that his people do believe they will have the petition they ask of him. Oh, I am a witness of it, friends. When the time was drawing near in the will of God to set my poor soul at gospel liberty, I believed it was. I prayed believing the Lord was going to favour me. I was asking for what I knew he could do, what I needed him to do, so much I needed him. And I was brought to begin to be able to believe he was going to do it. And oh, the favour, when it came, it was such a wonder of wonders, but you know, there was that wonderful feeling of being satisfied, being brought into that rest we've been singing of. Oh, that rest in Christ, the Ark of Grace, that sweet and sacred peace that came, the joy and peace, the favour of God in believing in Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ, the perfect Saviour, complete Saviour, everything in him, all over glorious, we would say then, did say is my Lord, must be beloved and adored. Oh, Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything in his holy will, according to covenant, brought to pass in the soul's experience, the favour felt, the love of God, shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost, sacred joy and peace in believing. These are the blessings God has appointed in his purposes for his people to know. Friends, oh, the importance of the earnestness we would have and pray that many souls may know, to be brought into this earnestness of blessedness, of pleading with God and with expectation to receive the holy blessing and favour of God. Jesus Christ. It's from him, it's in him, it's of him. It's what he has wrought and brought. It's what he has done. It's what he has accomplished. Oh, Jesus Christ, the Saviour, the Redeemer, the Head of the Church, the great High Priest he is above now after the order of Melchizedek, our living Lord in heaven. It is to him we look, to him we bow, to him for help we call. We acknowledge our life and resurrection there, our Jesus and our all. Oh, friends, I hope I can humbly acknowledge Jesus Christ is my conversation. Jesus Christ is him who gives me obedience, exercises me with faith in him to live unto him. I come so short. But, oh, the example we would set by sovereign grace is, oh, as a poor follower of the meek and lowly Jesus, that like the apostles, so great they were gone before us, so favoured as giants in their day, and we so poor. But, oh, friends, the servants of God, you know those who come to you who I know and love and esteem as you do. And, oh, we preach Christ crucified. It's everything of him and nothing of us. It's what he has done. It's how he has sacrificed himself, how he has paid that utmost price to redeem the church, even of the shedding of his own holy blood, the blood of God shed for sinners. The atonement made, the divine atonement of God for his people to be blessed. To have the application of it by faith. Whose faith follow? Friends, the faith of God's elect. The faith of those that preach the gospel. It's everything relating to believing in Christ. Trusting in him. Looking unto him. Oh, all of our hope and trust is in him, nothing in us. To know my Jesus as crucified, you will say, by far excels all things beside it, will cause you to have such a wonderful, clear understanding of what is of real worth. Everything of our natural things we will, as God gives grace, hold in a loose hand. Oh, it's him, it's him. Compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. And God has got his blessed, wonderful way of bringing his people into that oneness with Christ our Lord, to be made one with Jesus, by eternal union one, you truly be able to acknowledge the Lord your God then, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today and forever, because God gives the confidence of faith for his people to look forward with blessed anticipation of being with Christ, which is far better. If we truly know the love of Christ shed abroad in our hearts, we will want to be blessed and favoured with the prospect of being with him forever in glory. I would have to sadly acknowledge my religion and hope is very poor if that was not foremost and uppermost in my hope and the prospect of being with him, which is far better. We have to be taught it, blessed with it, and to hold it by faith. God has his purpose to so prepare his people that they might be looking for that blessed hope of being with Christ, the of the great God and the appearing of our Saviour Jesus Christ. In that way the Lord spoke of, he will come again and receive his people unto himself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Does your religion and profession have in it this blessed favour, looking forward? Those of us who are older especially, but the Lord knows, according to his teaching and his will, his purpose for each one, how we will bring each one into this at that appointed time in their lives and pilgrimage. They will be looking for that blessed hope, looking forward to being with Christ, which is far better. When we sing in great concern, as God gives it, to be prepared for eternity, prepare my soul, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. You know, that is given us in a way of solemn concern, that we might be prepared because of the Spirit working in us to make us concerned, and we pray in such a way as that. You know, in another theme, on the same lines as it were, you know, you'll come to this. Can I bear the piercing thought? But if my name should be left out, when thou for them shalt call. Why? Why is it? It's put in a way of question, but can I bear it? And you won't be able to. You will feel so solemnly what a dreadful thing it would be to find your name left out at last. Not because you just are concerned to escape hell now. No, not just that. That is ever so solemnly important. But because the dear Lord, by his Spirit, has brought you into the feeling sense of the preciousness of Christ, and you've known something of his love and favour, you want to be with him. And the most dreadful thing that so awfully rises, appears before you in such a great feeling of dread, is, oh, if I should be left out at last, or if my name should be left out, when thou for them shalt call, prevent it by thy grace. Be now, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. Thy pardoning voice, so let me hear, to still my unbelieving fear. And we do have unbelieving fears, we do. But the most important thing is to be so blessed and favoured to know by faith Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. We change, we have solemn thoughts and solemn things that make us tremble and before God, and such thoughts as I've just named. And we certainly, if we are drawn by the love of Christ and blessed in some blessed measure, and he's so precious, and we look forward to being with him, the most solemn thing to us would be if we should be found wanting at last. So you see, continually you want to know him, to know my Jesus crucified. You want it renewed to you. You want the clear prospect that you will be with him and see his face and never sin, and from the river of his grace drink endless pleasures in. And really, if the dear Spirit really truly seal this word to you tonight, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever, you'll have the prospect sealed to you that it will be well. I shall soon be landed on yonder shores above. You know the certainty of it, the sureness of it, the wonderful freeness of the favour of God. No, you're therefore more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of faith, and your hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And with that, the certainty of the prospect that you will be with him, who is Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever, having it sealed to you in prospect, you'll be with him forever in glory, without a veil between. Oh, the favour of that. That's our hope. That's our prospect. Oh, and oh, to have the favour of light and liberty and be blessed to be living with this wonderful favour, prospect, to be with Christ, which is far better. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £685, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there will be a reading service next Lord's Day in the morning, and Mr. Richard Field hopes to preach in the evening and administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn 1119. Jesus, thou almighty Saviour, prostrate at thy feet I lie, humbly I entreat thy favour, condescend to hear my cry. 1119.
Dear Lord, we do bless Thee for the witness of the Spirit as we proved it this day in those ways Thou knowest perfectly well. And Lord, oh, we remember those not having been able to be with us today. Do go to them and bless them and favour them. And if anything the poor minister has declared is given in the hearts of those of loved ones, they may be able to tell of the things of this day. Especially, Lord, Thou wilt Thyself go to them and bless them, favour them. Go on to be gracious. Oh, may we live, Lord, in blessed hope, the glorious prospect of Thy people saved by grace. Oh, to look forward to the prospect of being with Christ, which is far better. So bless Thy word, bless Thy people. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.